Which is Avi Mori. We're holding the Simon Kufta Zayin, the Sugya of Sakono. So first, why is it over here for? So the Beis Yosef really starts off with two different reasons. One mitzvah is either after you finish the eating of Isurim, they get the food that are Osir. And discuss the Isurim, they get mitzvah the Sugya of Sakono. One reason. The second reason, by Gevino, one of the Svaris in the Gemara to ask the Gevino was mitzvah the eating of Giloi. Therefore, we're starting off with the Sugya of Giloi. The Beis Yosef himself points out the problem with the second reason. The Torah does not bring down the reason to ask the Gevino mitzvah the Sugya of Giloi. But if you want to look at the Rambam, he puts the Sugya of Gevino in Perek Gimel Machol Yisuris. Masha Engin puts the Sugya of Sakono at the end of Machol Yisuris. Or the end of Giloi puts in Hilchos Tzeifesh Mitzvah Nefesh. Of course, two separate Sugyas. So that sounds like the main reason why it's over here is once you finish the Isser of Achila, Negeretu, Machol Yisuris, discuss the Isser of Achila, Negeretu, things that are Sakono. Now, to solve the Sugya of Sakono, the last simon in Choshe Mishpot, in the Shulchan Aruch, is simon Tavchav Zayin. In the Torah, Tavchav Av, and in the Shulchan Aruch, Tavchav Zayin. Over there, discuss the Sugya of Micah, of putting a gate around your roof. So over there, the Mechaba ends over three halachas. His last thing is, the third and last halacha, Tzivches, he says, why is the reason you have to put up a Micah? Besides the Pasuk, he says, people who are not Zara in these things, it's how the Sugya of Sakona is dangerous, there are even two mitzvahs asays. He brings down the Pasuk, Yisham Lucha, Ushmona, Shecha. The second Pasuk, Eloi Sosim, Dom, Beis Echa. The Pasuk brings down the three other Pasukim, Eloi Sama, Dam, Re'echa, Yishmashim, Oiz, Nachri, Seichem. And the fifth Pasuk, in Shechtim, V'hoya, Alecha, Dom, Fadi, Sirim, Nigea, to you put yourself in the matzav of Sakono. Goes on further than Mechaber, and says, Lav Dafka, Sakono, negates the Sugya of Micah, means anything negates Sakono, says the Mechaber, like it says in Yerodea Torah Sim Kufta Zayin. The Klolim over here on Nichol in the Surim Deraisa that's brought down in the end of Choshe Mishpat. And the Mechaber writes, Ayin Tur Yerodea Sim Kufta Zayin. That means we have five Isurim Deraisa negate the Sugya of Sakono. The last Sif in Choshe Mishpat, Kamal the Mechaber says, if you not Zara upon it, get Marcus Mardis. The Be'er Gadol of the page discusses, Marcus Mardis, is it Dindirabonon or Dindiraiso? He says maybe it's Dirabonon and therefore or against Marcus Mardis. Well, no, maybe it's a get of Dirayso, except Kain Chachishir is Osmer Toro and still is Dirayso, but we do not get real Marcus for it. He also, maybe it's Nichon the get of a Dirayso. Therefore, there's a Sefer, Shmir Sagufa Nefesh. I assume the Elam knows about it. It's a Sefer on Sakono by Rabbi Lerner. I think it's around 700 pages, something like that. Negeir Tesim Kut Azayin, the Inn of Sakono. In his mavoi, he brings down these psukim over here, 5-6 psukim deraisa. He discusses, is this an iser drabon or deraisa? And he points out that most paiskim say we're dealing with iser deraisa over here. And these five psukim apply, again, whether it's shamlecha, or leistosim dom beisecha, leistam adam reecha, yishmat mois dam shaseichem, or hoya lecha dom, these psukim we assume deraisa, but ikis has a paiskim with nichel to our sugyo. Negeir to Sakona, whether Sakona, Negeir Sakona physically, Sakona of Ruchniya spiritually, these things are Nichli Sirim Darais over here. Therefore, we'll like to go through these in Yonim the next week and a half, keep a bunch of Kaburas about it, because this is a Sugya Sakona. Most of it is off the page, I'm not masking. If you don't learn it now, I mean, this is the time to go learn it. So we're trying to learn the Sugya Negeir in the Sakona.
One more announcement. There is a book published in honor of my Enikul's Bar Mitzvah. There is like a couple hundred pages, whatever it is. So to reprint it is about 25, 27 shekels. I'm taking orders. Those who want to reprint it, I'll be more than happy to give it to you.
I have one.
I just brought it to
this. But there's things that need to be added, right?
Well, come with the letter on the front.
The letter on the front. Okay, seriously. So, the end of this week, you want a copy, so let us know. I'm going to
put it's close to have a fun in the cover.
It's not, it's a fun. A sample in
the first step over here, the Sugya of Giloi. The Sefer called Shmiras Nefesh, a Sefer just on Giloi. Only 300 pages. Want to know all the Indian Megaratu, this concept. The Makar for this Indian is the Mishnah and Shumos. It brings down over there in Parakas. that mashkin, mishmi not be mashkin, case of water, milk, and wine, that are left uncovered, that are no one's around, have a bayam talasug of sakono, mashkin, other mashkin is mutter. The Torah brings it down, says these three mashkin, plus a case of dvash, honey, also ground up garlic. It also says any fruit that has liquid to it, that is cracked, also has a bayam talasug of giloi. The Beis Yosef brings down other Rishonim, says other cases, seer, or maris, or kedoimo. Now this inin is whether a person is not there at day or night. Even if a person is there but he's sleeping, there's a bayah mitzvah sugya of giloy. If it's mechusar, if it's covered, no problem. The place can say it's, if it's in the refrigerator, no nechashim inside the refrigerator. If in the refrigerator, the mice is no problem. The main question.
Yeah, but you can think you have to put on anything on top. When you open it, take them out.
Because you're there, a person's there. There's no bayah of giloy. Now, the main question is, do we have to worry and go through the Torah with all the halachas and go to Sefer Shmiras Nefesh, or no, we do not have to worry about the sugya of Gila Bizman Hazeh. So, the question is, really, do we have Nechoshim? Do we have snakes over here? So, first, in the sugya by Gvino, we already saw Taisus and Daplam and Hay, he discusses one of the reasons to ask that Gvino's Akim is Mitzad the sugya of Gila, of Dikur. And Lamaisa says, we have no Nechoshim around. Case in Europe he's discussing, and therefore the chashash does not apply. Even those who disagree by the case of Giloy, Kamul Rebbein Peretz, says, Dafka by the case of Gvino Bimachbar, because they were not sure what the reason is. Therefore, people, when they will not have the chashim, are going to be Mekel, they have the chashim, will also be Mekel. Therefore, Dafka by Gvino, there's more reason to be Machbar, but in general, when you know the chashim around, by the sake of Giloy per se, without Gvino, you can't be Mekel, but on the chashim around, you have to be Machbar. And you look among the Rishonim this way, that's Pashas over 30 Rishonim went this way, they assumed that way, there's no problem. Chazal, they set up, but come they asked it, the Vazik Klal Gemara, they asked it. But they asked it with the Tam Shiboy, the Tam was because when the Choshma around, there's a Bayam and Tadasugi of Sakono, the venom that comes out from the snake is dangerous. If there are no Choshim, there is no venom, there's no danger, the mice, it's mutter. Among the Rishonim who disagree, so as far as I can see, there are only two Rishonim. And you have to know where they're coming from. There's one that's been Avram min Rambam min Ahar that they bring down from Ksav Yad. That means Ben Avram min Ahar.
Not min
Rambam. Min Ahar. They have Ksav Yad on Masechta Chulin Daf Kufei.
Oh, is that
a min Ahar?
No.
So they have Ksav Yad that he brings down, that he brings down places that says to be Mekel the non Chashm around. He says Eilu Divrei Nevi'ah Seim. And then he says the Maestri Machmet says being a Raya. The Rambam brings down all the lochas of Giloy. Which they point out, the Rambam saying it, when there are no Choshim around. So one Ma'ar Mokum is Ben Avram Min Ahar. Now, Kidua, the idea of when you have Ksav Yad.
What is
he on? He said, Timachmas, Divrei Nevi'ah, the Ma'aseh Chazal asked the Aser. He says, Eilim Divrei Nevi'ah, the Tzorch Lezor B'chol Ma'aseh Amu Chachamim. That's his whole line. Chazal Aser, Chazal Aser. Now again, to be Semich upon, to be Machmit Sahim, as they point out, the Ksav Yad. And the numerous read are Samech on the Ksav Yad, the Moshe Kitu, and others say that's the Ksav Yad. It does not stand the test of time. And if you can nothing rise from it, you can bring it as a sniff or a suffer. But if no one else says it, we don't have to associate yourself with it. Another reason is the Oil Mayed. I'm not sure anyone heard of this reason called the Oil Mayed. He might say he brings it down, that those are Mekel. And he says, for any Roy, don't say it's Osir, don't say it to be Machmer. He says, not Roy. That means the two Rishonim against the 30 Rishonim, either Ksav Yad or Enroi. That means Pashas, all the Rishonim assume the simple understanding of the Sugya is that you have no Tam to be Machl Maisa to be Mekel. Therefore, Allah Maisa, come on, Mechaber, say over here, and say on the Skiddush Sim and Einroi space, it brings down that the Choshim not Moti Bezmanenu, therefore it's Mutter.
The Choshim, poisonous snake.
The Choshim, any snakes.
Not any snakes.
Okay, we'll get to it.
Poisonous
snakes. That none negate the Sugya of Giloy. Whatever they get to the Sugya of Giloy, it's not around.
Poisonous.
Whatever the gate of the sick of Gila, we don't have around.
In our minions.
In our no, there are snakes, but not poisonous.
So, we'll get to first what it says, we'll get to what you're saying. And therefore, the Ramah says that way in Simon Samach, it's very clear at the Taz, at the Graz, at the Shulchan, and Shabruah. And if you look among the Sforum, come on, all the person know that, like the Pasha, the Rishonim, the Meister, there's no Nechoshim. Therefore, it's built upon the Tam. Therefore, we can't be Mekel until the Sugya of Giloy. And Sif Aleph, you do not know practically, it's all the Shema. Come on, the Pesach Tshuva. And it brings down two people want to be Machmer. there's a shloch, they come along and says that he knows the moin am is might be makel, they're making a mistake over here, Chicago making a vat be machel chazal as the acid. But he himself says, Meister, those who know to be makel, kivim dosh be rabbin dosh shoyim b'soyim Hashem. So those who Meister makel being down, there is what to be semichon, shoyim b'soyim Hashem. He's arguing on Mechab 100%, arguing with Rishonim, he's arguing to all the Rishonim that he had. He did not have a Ben Avram, he's coming to say, arguing, chazal as the acid. The Eli Rabba, what?
Who is the
Rabbi? The Shlo. And the Eli Rabba, what? He says, Moses says it. The Eli Rabba, Simukuf Ain, Merachaim says that way. And the Goin, a Meister Rav, he come along with Kiddur, he himself is Machma, the Sugya of Giloy. Now they point out that the Goin on the page. Fine, the Goin on the page, the Meister, and the Giloyin, he said, Pshad the Shulchan Aruch, left it as is. That means on the page the Maisa for the Mainam 100% to be Samech on what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Maisa, he himself is brought down that he himself is Zohar Ma'id on this concept over here. So we have three Mamakimsi Machmer, and therefore the Chadish Kidu is Machmer, the Chaim Kineski is Machmer, and it seems to be the Bnei Bak Maisa is Machmer. The question is, what is Machmer? Because Zal Maisa said it's only awesome inside the Sugya of if there's no Choshim around. We have no Choshim around. So where they're coming from is the Maisa, everyone had a Bris Milah on the 8th day. If everyone had a Bris Milah 8th day, so you have to keep the Indian of the Choshim. Very simple.
Why? The time wasn't given by the Isser. How can you say that? How can you be Midam?
You had a Bris Milah 8th day?
Yes.
Fine.
So what's the problem?
You can't be Midam.
So, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. The Goyim was giving a teaching Bochum Erev Shabbos. And the Isser Bochum, do you have Shom? One of the Ezra Takonas, is Tav Garlic Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Mishpuz, Erev Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, either one. So you have Shum? The Bachum said, but we're Bachum. So the Goyin said, you had a Bris Milah on the 8th day. That's the Goyin. So the Chayodom, Chachmazad Mazir, for it was not a Bachur, and he's brought down the Maestro of the story, he bent down to whisper in the Goyin's ear, do you mean the Gemara in Nido, the Flam Alpha Beis? The Gemara says, what is Bris Milah 8th day? Why on the first day, second day, third day? Why are we waiting 8 days for it? So the Olam says Shabbos, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, the Pasuk in the Torah says by Tazria, that the first 7 days you Tamei, the next 3 days you Torah, by boy, by girl, it's 14 and 66. So we make a Bris Milah the first couple of days, the parents are Tamei, they also want another, and they're sad, the Klai Yisrael is happy. So we don't want to have a Simcha Klai Yisrael, the parents of Klai Yisrael also. So we wait for the 8th day when the Maestro Mutter, and that's Simcha Klai Yisrael, even the parents are happy.
In the Raisa.
So says the Goyin, that's the reason. Do you have Bris Milah today on the 8th day? So come along the Goyin, and he's saying that today we know that we have an Hoggle. We wait 7, 8, 9 weeks for this reason. Every team is dumb, and mice we don't have. We follow the Torah says. Torah says a fact. And these are the reasons. But this is the fact. The fact is, Torah says so. This is the reason the Gemara says. No other reason. Not because Shabbos is in between. That's the Gemara says. 8 days out Simcha. So whatever when Torah tells you to do something, or Ezra Masakin, 10 takonas, one of them is takonas to eat shum, that's what we do. Wanna know why? I think we must have one reason, it's Mar Mazera. Well, actually has a couple other reasons also. It takes more taiva, or whatever, or it's Mar Bahava. But there are other reasons. So Ezra Masakin, that's what we do. What's those reasons? Same thing negates the Sugya of Giloy. We ask it the Sugya of Giloy. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that. Why? It's not the Sugya of Choshim. That's the reason. There may be the other reasons. There are others that you say this. Other time, all things you don't want to say. So we come to Chazal to say things, we follow it. They time him, they're time him, but we don't follow the time him. They obviously disagree. They come along and say that different ways how Chazal set up things. They're very clear that we're showing them certain times Chazal answer it, or something they answer with the Tam. It came along these, we're showing they time over here, is to with the Tam. The Goyin disagrees. He's arguing with the Maskim, he's arguing with these, we're showing them. But that's the Havana Wati Machman. The Maestro says clearly the reason. Question, how did they set it up? The Goyin saying you set up with the Tam not being the Chilik of the Issa Shavoy. And the Risham saying it is Chilik of the Sakana.
If you want to follow the Goyin, the silver
means the Mahmoud. Those are Machman Gili, yeah, 100%. There are a lot of people very Machman. Now, of course, you can mechalik that's in Torah, like you're saying this in the Rabbani, you can mechalik between the case of Bismillah. But that's just a mashal.
How do you know that there's no question between?
So first, that's first. It's not the Lokshaboy, but the Choshem today, the Maestro, even the Pesach Tshuva brings down the Shlo, he brings down the Goyin, he ends off, if you want to be Machmer, Echonami, Rosh Lazar, go learn the Torah. Doesn't even say, you bring down them down. So the Maestro, the Moinam does not do that way. If you want to be Lazar, go learn the Torah. The Maestro, again, the Moinam, unless you live in Bnei Brak, the Maestro, the Mekel. The Shela is, people said, they went around, and they say, you know, you hear a story, I never saw a snake anywhere. But people always say, you go to the Sanctuary Prior, go to Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, and all the different cities, and I'll tell you, they found a snake here, a snake there, two, three, four snakes here and there, and therefore, there are matzah, there are around. A person tell you, in Givat Shaul, they found a snake. So they found it. They have here and there, so maybe they can get a matzah. So here's this question of the Ashiv, it's brought down on the Oris, Pesach, and Sof, and Daf, Kortes, and Beis. So the Maisi are finding, so he says, a person went around, the census went to the cities, and they found two snakes, three snakes, four snakes. Ze enoy. That's not nechal to get a motzoy. Not motzoy. But Raya, when someone sees a snake, they're in shock. I saw a snake. I gotta tell you. I have to tell you. My ex-in was son law. He had a snake in his deer. Echanami mask him. He found one. There's a chiddush that came down. That's a chiddush. It's like when you find blood inside the egg. It's a chiddush. That means it's not motzoy. You have to tell somebody I found something there. The fact that it's a chiddush, it's not nechal to get a motzoy. Aleph. Second thing came, said the Biashir. Today they say the snakes that even that you find, don't have any not hezek to you. Anas sekono. So also anas sekono. Unless you have a petza, most of us don't have a petza. He says, since most of the snakes you find are not masukin, and we don't even have them, the mice said today we're not nifli get of motzi. That's what the Ashur said. So the question is, why now?
Now that this, it's closed.
It's all built up. I mean, they point out when the building's going, when things are building going up, there's an issue.
It was Thursday's big time. They got these snakes, and then, I don't know.
Right. So it's one of the things they have time. When they do construction, there's always a buyout of snakes. But that means there's no right. They back right now.
There are snakes. It's not like Europe.
No.
Wait, there's no snakes under the ground.
There's no. When you build,
so
I don't know
where
they come.
Where did they come from? They came from the sky.
Some of the reasons they're not around.
They're around. They just didn't come out. So
the fact that no one sees them is a chiddush. A passion on the chagigah motzei.
Is it totally in each market?
Yeah.
Not like Europe. They're not there. It's not like Europe.
Fine. There is another aspect of negated to sugya of giloy is negated to the sugya of having wine left uncovered. We learn that seven ayin reish beis. That's a separate sugya, not negated to the idea of nechoshim. I mean, even bezman hazeh with the arna nechoshim, still come along the shulchan aruch and the place coming down. You cannot have your wine left uncovered. It's al tikuv another vezchechel. Therefore, you cannot leave it uncovered. Wine you make kiddush on it, right? And therefore, we have to be very careful. People make a hole in the thing, the bottle of wine, because they want to open it. They leave it on the table, and they go a couple of hours. You have a bayah mitzvah, a sugya of gila over there. Now, in that mishpul said, even a short time, you should not do that. You should make sure to always cover the wine and get a sugya of kiddush. To show what we're referring to. Fine. The next sugya of sakona is sakona negated fish. The focus of that Indian, the three sakonas negated fish. Well, that we get next week, Baruch Hashem. That's a different sugya. The negate of fish.
The Rishna was very massive.
So, negate to fish, the three names of sakana, there's fish and meat, there's fish and cheese, and there's having water after fish. Go through each one. The most famous one is fish and meat together. That's Gemara Pesachim with Dafayin Vav. The Gemara brings down he binte, this type of fish that got cooked together. Came along Rav Meir Paskoy, and he said he cannot eat it with kutach. Came along Mar Bar Avashi, he said not only eat it with kutach, he can eat it b'milcha. Even by itself, it might ulcer. Said the Gemara, why? It's kosher l'recha l'dova acher. It's a bayam, it's the sugi of bad breath and tsaras. Rashi explains of acher, it's the sugi of tsaras. Now they do point out that l'chura, bad breath and tsaras are not Lavdavka sakana. So why is it called sakana? So Div Makila is true about it. The Loshen Chamir Sakanta Misura is brought down the Simon Kufayin Gimel on this Akimto. I mean, it's very clear that the idea of fish and meat is sakana, and the Mechab brings it down on fish over here. The question is, why is that so? It's all the Chamir trying to grapple with, but it's only Nicholas of sakana.
Now,
so they point out as the Rambam and the Rif, the Maestro, they do not bring down the Indian fish and meat together. They don't have the Indian Sakon at all. The question is, why they leave it out for? Do we pass like this Gemara? Maybe we don't pass like it. So the Chassam Sofer, which was brought down by the Pesukei Teshuva by us, he wants a taino, as far as maybe the Rambam, the first Ikmosin is Benite, a type of Pacific fish maybe, and we don't have that fish. Maybe Mitzad the Sukkot of Sukkot doesn't apply. Doesn't like that reason. Goes on maybe because the Rambam was a good Arafim, and he knew that Eich Nami B'tzman the Gemara was Sakono, B'tzman is not Sakono. They want taino, the Rambam did not bring it down. So the Maisa, the Pesukei could go on further and say, we are Maisa Machmer. True, the Rambam left out. But again, the Mechaba is very clear in Kofan Gimel. The Loch is Chamir Sikant Miyasura, and all the Pesukim bring it down. And we're Mach with the case of fish and meat together.
Why?
The Gemara says it. We're Chosh for it. The Gemara says Kosher Rechel V'Davacher. Sometimes we've got to say that in this case, the Nesub Minyan also goes on further in Shiva. And therefore, said even the Svaras don't apply, Minyan is Altaru, and we have to be Mach for it. Sorry? I don't know what the Taimonians are doing. Negate this Isser, the Yadafraim on the page, the Prim Godam is Mitzalak Zayim, being Zayim is Dindera Bonin or Dindera. They point out it's a Dindera Iso, and therefore, let's say you're not sure if, let's say you have a case of meat and fish that were on in an oven together and it flowed out one to another, hit one to another, Sof Dereiso and Nepimachar. I mean, this in the fish and meat, we give it a get of a din derais over here.
That's when it was cooked together.
We'll get to the cases.
Suffolk sakona.
Right, pashas, and they said, get of a derais over here. Now, there is an interesting among Avram and Kofan Gimel that the Mishgu and the Orkhu Shukhu bring down. They want to know maybe Efshin Shtana Teva, and this man of the Achoyim and the Mice does not apply. We don't see anyone get Siras, we don't see people get bad breath beside that. Maybe Efshin Shtana Teva. Again, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva not to be samech on the Smog Avram. Again, he says the reason is whether or not it applies or not, but Nes of a Minyan and Megisol Torahu, and therefore the Paiskim and Kiddua, then Hogan Klai Yisol is Machmer, and say that it is we don't have the head to the Shtana Teva, even those who bring it down as Bloshan Efsher, no one says Bloshan Vadai, they do bring it down maybe as a sniff in certain cases, but otherwise we are Machmer Bezmanazan. Usually don't. Well, let's see if maybe yes. Now, they say this case over here is with fish and meat. What about fish and chicken? We know it's in Pezayin. They get to Basav Chalav. Basav is the rice. So, the case of Oif is only Drabonon. So, by Oif is there a Sugiv Sakon over here. Maybe it can be Mechalik. So, again, the Peskachuv over here brings down the Shvos Yaakov. And he has numerous rayas that there is no difference. And the Pesach come along and say, Paskin that way. The Loch Lemaisa will be Machma Sayin Basar Behema and Sayin on Basar Oif. They do discuss, let's say you have Basar, that you have fish. The fish is turned into gelatin. That means a lot of people have gelatin caps that are made from fish, not be a bayah of a treifus over here. So do you have a heter, mitzad, having these gelatin caps with meat, or do you have a bayah, a sugim sakona? So this brought down the Issa's question to Liashev, and he comes along and says, gelatin itself is not simple to be machmer. Leilim knows the Achiezer, Paskin Aloch Lamaiso, the gelatin, the Shtana Teva, it's a new puri over here, Berich Hadosho, and the Maiso, it's Muti, even if it came from a Chazer. Even if it came from a Chazer. That's been with Luch among the Paiskim, Moshe, Baron Koller, had to be Semichon Aloch Lamaiso. But it says, Liashev, in this case, Negeir to fish, maybe it's the Shtana Teva, maybe the other reason why he make the Maiso says to be make over here. You could argue the point, say, Chamir Sankanta Meisiro, you can argue the point. But again, they've been on Liashev, he might tell to be make. And once we have this fish and meat that was cooked together, and you have this pot, what about the pot? The pot itself, also, you have to kashu it. Is it mamish like tam ikir? Just like the ikir is also, it's the rice of mitzah chamus kantum yisro. Is the police also also? And now you have to go kashu the pot. So there is one way to say, the minam v'shvos yakov, those one paskin, the is dafkma moshes na'an tam. Maybe not. The maisa piskachuv on the page brings down the tverse lamosho, says no. Tam Kikr is the same thing, just like by Diraisa with Machma and Nisirim. We Machma also in the case of a Pliyas over here, and therefore, Lachma Maisa, you have to go Kashur. That's the newest place can bring it down that way. Asada Shlishi, they bring down Divin Makil, it says, why in the world to be Machma is Enibin Yomai? Enibin Yomai, Avad, there's no Isser, there's no Sakon over there. It's only Enibin Yomai, Otto Ben Yomai. So who says we have any man walking that have Xer, Enibin Yomai, Otto Ben Yomai? And therefore, he comes along and says, and the Kavchaim, or Menashe Klein, they come along, they want to paskin. Wait 24 hours, that mice is enough. The Ash says certainly in case of the Yevdi can be made with that Akimto. That means what to go do in the Gedda Pats seem to be a Mavuch among the Akhoinim with three different options. And the Elam is either some of them do a Gola, some of them just say wait 24 hours, the mice, that's enough. Now we're saying there's an issue over here. Allah might, I just said people have two different options. What Allah seems to be. Depends how many chashas we're dealing with over here, what the tzad, what the numbers are.
Worst case scenario.
No, it also depends who I'm talking to. No, it does. Yeah. We follow Amach for sure, because he'll take on coolers, of course. Now, this Indian, we're discussing when you cook fish and meat together. Now, but in cooking, we know in some kofay, there's bishel, there's tzli, there's mlicha, and there's kavish. How do we apply it over here and negate the sugya of fish and meat? That means, number one, negate the sugya of bishel, that of adat ulcer. Now, that's in the place, Kim. Let's say you took any vegetable and cooked it with meat or soup, and you left with just the soup, the tafshel. That tafshel itself also cannot be eaten with fish. Ladavka, the be'en is there, even the tafshel itself is there. They do discuss you have a tafshel, a bus tafshel, you know, that's not that simple, it's ulcer. But tafshel with the be'en, about it, that's ulcer. They get to the sugya of tzli, so the oil mill is simuk of ches, sugya m'sachim da fayin vol, m'achlik tzvah levi, is reicha milsa, reicha lar milsa, v'chosh l'achil, it is milsa, but y'evan ma'isir o'mekel. So the question over here, what's the lacha to be passed in the gate of the sugya of tzli? That means inside your oven, to the sugya of reicha. You have a question over here, you have basar, and you have oif. Is there bayam inside the sugya of reicha? Can you put inside your oven a fish and a meat? Can you put inside your oven two things uncovered, or you have bayam inside the sugya of reicha? So come along the Rama, and he says, v'choshish l'katchilo, niyu b'di'evet, ma'isit smoter, b'di'evet. And our place, where choshuchel ma'isit, went this way. Atzal ha'sheni, come along the shach and says, Yam Shlomo disagrees and says it's even mutter lechatchilo. At Sada Shlishi, he goes on further and he brings down the Be'er Sheva and says even b'diyeved l'maisets aser. It sounds like that's how he's coming out at the end of the day. That's how Be'ik the person come along to say even b'diyeved in your oven you had again fish and you had meat l'maisets gonna aser it. Now when to aser it come along the place they want taina in the isim this dafka which the case is a small oven. Because if it's a big oven, we learn to cook chas, lapos to maisa mekel. So in a small oven, which then we discussed different numbers, what defines big and small, and that's when we came out of Machlokes HaPoskim, what exactly our ovens are the big and small, not that simple what it is. But on the assumption that it's small, we have a baya, the mice, and the only time we mekel is when in the case over here, when it's a big oven. When small, the mice have been machma, even in the case of b'dieved. They do point out, if both of them are open, you have a baya, if one's covered, then there's no sugya of reicha. That's mutla atchila and simkom ches. The mutla also over here would not be a sugya of sakon over here. So again, it's negated to the sugya of reicha. Bishul is only also negated to reicha. The machalik among the paiskim three different shitas, but it could come on to be machmer. A third case over here is sugya of melicha. Now melicha is brought down by the Dai Kamoisha by us, since we've gone above, and in the Taz and Shach and Simon Ayin. So I'm not sure, learn the sugya of melicha. Over there, come on the paiskim, they say, Avada. Avada, it's mutter, and all the place they say there's no sugya of sakona by melicha, no sakona of melicha. The question is dafka atchilo or dafka b'dieved, but there is no sakona by melicha. They get to kavush kiveger on the page over here, bring down from Gadam and Chesiakov. He's mesopik. That means it comes out. We have four cases over here: bishul aser, shli is mavucha b'ikur machmer, melicha l'maisu mekel, and kavush we're mesopik. Now, why is that so? Why we have again, four ways of transferring it. We seem to have four separate halachos over here. Again, they bring rise to it, each one for its own mahalach. But it is an interesting question of why in the world is that so? And against the Gibbs Sakana, we seem to have four different halachos and they get to four ways of transferring Tam over here.
He does mean that way.
But the Kivega, that's true. In every case I said, there's Machalikis, that's true. But we have Kivega, the Bek of the Paiskim, is Nichol Get of Safik. We want the Chalkis beyond passing away, Nichol Get of Safik. Let's see, comes out. Now, the Ikishal I get Kamat every week, every other week, is once you're saying there is a transfer of Tam, what's the Locha of there's only Nasinas Tam? That means, until now, we're discussing when you have Balser with fish. Or you have Lechem with the Balser together at the end. And now you want to take the Lechem and you want to eat it with the case of fish. What happens if you have a case of just saying, you see this tam, bir adover? My work they're coming from is sugi in chulin kofi alfa beis, the sugi of a dogma sh'olu bakaro, sugi of napar nap. You have fish, they cooked inside a pot, that's fleshiks. What's the look on that? A kimtov here? That means it's napar nap. The definition of napar nap is you have a pot, They cook meat inside. There's one that's this time, one for the meat inside the pot. There's one lace in time. They take spaghetti and cook it inside the pot. It went from the pot back to spaghetti. That's a second lace in time. That's not bar not. The locha is that spaghetti, can you eat it with cottage cheese? So the locha is once there's cottage cheese on top of it, you're allowed to eat it. If it's not on top, we possibly can't go do that. If it's any minyan, we look at chili, can't do it. That's to give not bar not. The gate is a kono. What's the locha on that akimto? So the Gemara's case, when this machlok is around Shmuel by not bar not, Shmuel came along and says, the maaseh mutar is not bar not. His case is fish that's on the meat pot. That's his case. His case is a not by not of fish and meat. So come along the Taz, he's down over here by us, and more in Simon Tzadokei, he points out, once fish and meat are put together, it's mutar. That means very clear from the Gemara, that's the Pashtus, not by not, and fish and meat together, once it was done, we pass on the Vada, it's mutar. Rashad, I think, is discussing Sli. No, Reichel. Reichel. Now, you have to realize the Taz case is number one is Bidyevid. Once it was done already, that's Gemara's case. What about Lechatchila? We know not by not that once the kachi is on top of the spaghetti, you can't eat it. But to put the kachi on top of the spaghetti, you can't go do that. So maybe only Bidyevid, not Lechatchila. The Gemara, you have no raya, only the case of Bidyevid. You have no raya for the case of Lechatchila.
Or
Lechaber. Whatever, but not Lalocha. Do we have a head to Lechatchila? So the Chavos Yoh has a truth about this. He says the Maisa even Lechatchila, no problem. The Chilif Beis Yehuda says we don't want anyone Maisa to be Machmer. And the Prim Godim and Simon Kuf Ches, he says, I'll bring a Chlorayo. Maisim Kolyon. Right, everyone does that. Everyone takes their bath. They cook inside. The Maisim Kolyon. Everyone does that way. And the Chsam Sefer in the Tshuva and on the Daf over here, he says, I myself would know Maisa not to worry about it. And that's what I'm coming to make from Delayro. That means the question is, do you have to have a fish pot specifically for your fish? Or no, can you use your fleshika pot for your fish? So, Rafal says, my mother has one. Fine, okay. But, brother, you can ask his son if that's true or not.
Your father says it's true.
But there's a child, you have to have a fish pot. That means it comes out, there. So it comes out, the question really is, do you need a fish pot miyuchot for the case of fish over here, or can you use a fleshika pot to have fish inside? So, first, the Taz says, surely with the event. Come on, we must place him and say, certainly, even like Hatchili can't appear good with some Saker. However, there certainly is a mina motze of people that do have fish pots, and they are machmer, and they do not seem to take on this kula. The reason where they're coming from, if the island where the Torah over here, the Torah brings down, yesh machmim, the walls want to be machmer, you have to have a clean yuchud for fish. That those are want to be machmer. This Vata Aruch went this way. Also, the Chachma Zon brings it down that way, at least two sides brings it down. Two options. Why in the world to be machmer for? So there are two ways to say what to be machmer. Navis nafkamina. The way the Bada Shulchan explains that it's sad to be machmer, he says, look up and read the Issevet Aruch. The reason is not because the sugya is not by not. The sugya is maybe not clean it well. So maybe you have mamashas behind. If you have a flesh, you can part with mamashas, you put fish inside, you buy them until the sugya is sakoma. What? He says, Echlam, you clean it out very, very well, you mutter. Stam, we're not sabichavos sakoma, we machmer. Fine. No, he said it's a kano machmer. But economy, if you clean out well, very well. It's better. That's his reason. So I kind of we're worrying about maybe bed, maybe be nicker. The pieces there won't bittle won't work out with the stick over here. But yeah, pieces inside. You see, it's no bittle. No. But again, if you see it, my sister's not nicker. No head to a bittle. I'll show you the way the Ruby Sabaisim says over the Tzatim Machmer, the Pshat and the Isvetter, and or the Torah, is Mitzatim Sugin Napanat to be Machmer Lechatchilo. We are Machmer Lechatchilo Napanat. So there are two ways to say over what the Tzatim Machmer, and there are those certainly who have fish pots, Amina Motzei Klai Yisol. However, the Moin Am, Maisa do not have fish pots.
How do they the Moin Am. How do they answer
the. Oh, we'll get to them before you're asking. That means the question over here is, those are saying it's nothing to do with not by not. What about one not? One is this time. That means, is this as you say to be makel, like you're saying I'll sugin not by not? We know with one not, tam kirke is a get over the right. So that means you have something, you take onion and you cook it in a frying pan.
The dog is not
by not. No, but let's take an onion. In most cases, dog is all the is not by not. You take an onion, it makes it to one not. Onion and flesh in a frying pan, you fry it, it's one not. Dabach Harif makes it on the assumption that onions are davar harif. Asher Shalva is not there. There's davar harif. So it's davar harif. So on that assumption, which is MS, so now this onion over here has one asinus tam over here. So do we have a heter? That means the question is, what is the idea to be mekel mitzav this concept of dogma shol bekara not against the gevus takanam? So you read the Chassam Sofer, the Pashti is saying there's no sakana by tam. The isur mamosh is the sakana. Tam there's no sakana. And the shut erugas abaitzim, different than the one of Shulchan Aruch, he come along and said very clearly, by tam there's no sakana. Even by one tam, even with the onion cooked in the flesh of pot, one tam nice mutter. Atzal sheni the chavadas and simin tzalkei as a getter of no sakana, right? Atzal sheni the chavadas simin tzalkei is mitzad to say the reason why you make also good not by not. If you have one tam, you'll have a baya over here. Which then again it comes out as a shiloh. In the Chassam Sofer's world, I mean, number one, those on me machmer in Naparnan itself, why you have a dirty pot, that those are mina motzo, you have fish pots. The main am, again, like the Pilgrim says, Maisim kol yoyim, the Chassam Sofer says, the minig moira is not the way, it's not to have a fish pot. Even on that, the question is, what's the sati mekel? Is it even sati sugu of there's no sakana by tam? Or is it in the Naparnat? Maisim achloikis. What comes out, the arayo, or the kimto, so what happens again, I'm asked all this question all the time. Guy is cooking meat, chilling, and the guy is frying fish next to it, and it sprays from the fish pot onto the sides of your meat pot. So you have fish and meat, but there's a wall in between. We know a simin tzadikei, though it's only choshish, and nichle get of one is seen as tam, not nichle get of not by not. Peskachuva, machlekes, but certainly choshish that way. So in this akimto, when you have a tipa that fell on the outside of the pot, and there's meat inside, the tipa outside is fish. Do you have a bayam instead of sugim sakonim? So on the page over here, Kivega brings down the prima gonim. This is the maisit smoter. It's very clear, it says the maisit smoter. And look among the swarm, come on, everyone brings down this Kivega. So Chetzedek, and Avnezen, the Yad Yehuda, and the Atze Oilo, and the Kavachayim, and the Moshe, and the Vozer, they'll come along and bring down Lochla Maisa, the maisit smoter. That means it sounds like the havon they're coming from to be mekel is nichel that there's no sakana on tam. No sakana on tam, therefore, even if you fry your onions inside a flesh of a pot, the maisa, even though it's one to this tam, you take those onions and eat it with fish, no problem.
Is it part of the Kibir Mod that Napa says
fish was
also?
You should have addressed it to people. And people have discussed this question, right? They should somehow address it. Now, someone will bring you right in this case. Pasha's not. To be makel, right? But Pasha's no. Pasha's saying, like some cipher, there's no sakana on tam. How far to take it? But Vazir, when he writes this halacha down, he says, and my shayu, a guy told me, he opened up his shulant, he took out the kishka, opened on the table, and so in the kishka was gefilte fish. So, the question now is, he has this gefilte fish inside his shulant. Is his shulant fine? Is his gefilte fish fine? So, what's the halacha in that case? So Vazir brings down the story. And he says, Ramaisa, if it's sealed well, you have only a bayam sensu give tab, pull it some place, the maisa water. No problem. It's tam over here.
There's no tam in the chalm from the cultivation?
There's tam. Who cares? There's no sakon on tam. No sakon on tam. That's the story. There's some service thing, and the Taz words only is found that way. No sakon on tam. Again, it's not necessarily a tam shul, it's tam. If it's sealed well, also if it's sealed well, it's only it's nechle get of tam. As category of tam. Of tam. If you hold tam, you can drop bottom, be nechle get of drop bottom. You'll tell me the right thing, we'll get the right thing, the scatter of Tom. Now, in Tzion Tetz HaTorah, Rav Skashel said he asked a question to Rav Neventhal, he might want to be Machmer, but there are Feldman, he says, gives a shear about it, he says, that yes, for Moshe, Moshe is Moshe, one like a Vosra, if it's in the bag, sealed, definitely get of Tom, and Moshe, you can't be Mekel over here.
What was
Neventhal saying? Rav Neventhal, in Tzion Tetz HaTorah, he asked him this question, and Moshe, he was Machmer. On the Shulin case.
Why should he
could be held. Don't explain why. Could be held that the get is not banana. Not one time. Meister Feldman gives you about. He says the Yisra Moshe was Mekel. He himself said Meister not a problem. We paskin and it sounds like away from Kivega. People got them. The idea of one time Meister is motor is still the most not be a problem.
Why is your Kivega called the Taz and Tadge, which is not a banana?
He sends you there, but he ends off that way.
Right, that's not okay. That's
no, that's true, but it's building off of that. I mean, if I care, he says it's the other way around. He can't send you the Taz. He sends you the Pimagodim. Got him. And with people getting from, we see the Taz Mekel Napanat. What's he said over there? You have two options. You could say the Sayyid Mitzad is to give Tam. Which Shaykh Lam, we see the people going to give Mitzad the idea of Tam. Fine. That's the base. It's if Gimel, we're discussing now, once you have fish and meat, how to be mafsik and separate between one verse and another. That means people have first fish, then they won't have meat afterwards. How to be mafsik. So first come on the mechaber and says, your hands are dirty. You have to go wash them. Now we already know in Simon pay test, when you have to wash your hands, the question is, when you use utensils, you have to wash your hands, or can you just look at them, it's during the day, or not. So in those, when we mach and washing the hands, they say over here, it's only can be make if you use the utensils, or you can look at your hands. However, come on the Amor, and the Mishnah says in Kufayin Gimel, we go like the Amor, the minig is not to be choshim inside the sugar until it's naim. I mean, the Arnum is from who bring down to a machma until it's naim. The Mishnah and the kids, the Chacham HaZon, when like the Amor, it says the Maisa, not to be machma until it's naim. That's one idea. The Bnei Svar, the Machma, the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Numus Bnei Ashkenaz, the Mechol, the Maisa, the Mechol. The Ardol is the Machma, but Numus Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisa, the Mechol. What?
Svar,
the
Maisa,
yeah. The Machma. The Mechol is the Machma. Now, the second thing to be mafsik, Chabon Mechab is because of the act of Kinoach Vadocho. Again, I must know that it's in Pei Tes. It's a phase. After eating milk, you want to eat meat, you have to do Kinoach Vadocho. Here should be the same thing. Now, what the Mechaber says and what the Amor says, they're saying two different things, which is the same thing. Which is very confusing, which doesn't make too much sense. So first, the words of the Mechaber is you take your pita, you dip it inside wine, you soak it up, and then you eat it between your fish and your meat. Says the Amor, we're not choshish. What we only do lechel v'lishtos. We're not choshish, we just do Kinoach Vadocho. That's all we do. The words are very hard to understand. The way how the Chalchus Binyom, the way how he wants to explain, he himself also points out, very hard to understand. When you learn Simon Pei Tes and Sepeis, over there, when you have to Kinoach Vadocho, it says you have to do it yofo, very well. You have to eat and chew around and get around your mouth. You have to drink and rinse it around your mouth. That's what the Mechaber says, here and there is the same thing. Mash Enkein, the Ramah says, no, not Choshish. You eat and drink like normal people, that's enough. That's the Chalik. You have to do the special Kinoach Vadocho, the higher level of making sure it gets every single area. Eating and drinking naturally the mice is enough.
There is said you shouldn't do it together,
huh? No, there is said you don't want to do it.
You shouldn't dip it into water and be used Kinoach Vadocho at once.
I don't think that's so. But we'll look it up. The mice are what to go do, even in the Ramon's world, that's like Kinoach Vadocho. The Mishmu and Sim Kufa and Gimel brings down the loch of Kinoach Vadocho. However, the Sharetzin, it means on the Chokh Mazonim, it says only a docha, only to drink, only to rinse out your mouth, not to wipe your mouth. That means there are people over here told me that the only thing they do on Shabbos after the fish is they drink. As far as I know, more people, what they do is they do the Kedua docha, they eat some challah, and also they drink something, like the Amos says. Now, drink, I said, we'll get to what drink is. But yeah, what drinking is. But the mice, again, those who say they follow the Sharetzin and the Chokh Mazonim of drinking. But I think the Mainam does more, they eat and drink something in between. Now once we have this halacha again, we have to be separate fish and over your meat. What about you have to have a hecker on the table? You have on the table, you have filter fish or your salmon, and then you bring out your meat over here, chickens. Do you have to have a hecker in between? Do we know by the halacha is? They get to meat and milk. Let's say La Malka, you're gonna have your leftover children, your wife's having the pizza. So you have to have a hecker over there. You have to separate. That's a Mishnah Chulin. So what about negate to the sugya of case of fish and meat over here? So this is a Kam Chaim. It says Mitzadet. The Maaseh person should be Machmer. It's a Sakon over here. Dangerous. Come on, the Noid Behuda and Tshuva. And he says Chamir is the Kantam Yisuro, and Avada no one's going to go eat it. So we only need a hecker over here. Everyone's very careful about it. And therefore, the person can bring down the Noid Behuda, and we can have on the same table fish and meat, people eating it, not be a problem here. And that seems to be the hog the place can go like the night of Yudo. One last thing to get to this concept of Sakono. Does a person have to have fish first, or can they have meat first? It seems the Moin Am, first course is fish, second course is meat. Is there a Mar Mokum for that? No, that seems to be Balabatish. So the Orcha Shulchan, the Sim Kuf Ayin Gimel, is the Beis. He writes, we aren't knowing to have fish first and then meat. Agam, I heard those who had that hook the other way around.
Who's
this? The Orcha Shulchan. It's Sim Kufa and Gimel.
How is this also
that? Fine. So the question, that's two things, but is in an order over here. So come on the different Svarim, whether it's a Vosno, Os, they bring down also that. Piskei Tshuvas brings down actually the song. He didn't sing the Piskei Tshuvas. I thought that was funny, but okay. He brings down the right from the song. It's a, no, it's a Boston Vodavachom and Tamim. Right, but Tom, why was it longer? But Meister, the way how the Baruch Tzuri or a Vosner or the Lachavur they explain Pshat L'Aruch Hashulchan, what's the sign to be have fish first, is built upon a Rambam Hilchos Deos in Perek Dalet. The Rambam over there says when you eat something, you eat things that are lighter first, and then a heavier second. So nothing to do with Tzadah Sukkah of Sakona. It's being practical, and even Goyim, when they eat the same way also. They eat fish first, then meat second, because things are lighter and easier in your stomach, it's better for you. It's not the digestive reasoning. And therefore, they have fish first, and then meat second. But there's no halacha in economic that meat second first, and then fish afterwards. That's the first case of Sakona to get to fish and meat. The second case of Sakona is fish together with cheese or milk. So over there, calling the Beis Yosef, and he brings down on a sugar by dogim and chagovim eating with milk. Says the Beis Yosef, mikol makom, a person should not eat dogim b'cholov b'pnei sakona, like simen kufayin gimel, like our sugar of fish and meat. Although I point out that's the case of fish and meat. This is milk and fish. What in the world the Beis Yosef is sending you to our sugar? The Chonim explained what it means. Just like by fish and meat, the inner sakono, tova achar, tsaras, werecha, here also the same sugya negate to milk and fish, the same baya, same sugya. Instead of you one to another, you have a problem over here. Well, eat the peskachuva, in simpe zayin, you bring down the ben b'chai, a rishon, on chumash, the pashmi shvotim, you bring down that the das haroifim is, that person who eats these things, they have a case of gvino and dog together, it's moilid tchun ra, it creates a bag. Characteristic traits. Void is also a case of chaylev tzeras, and therefore mitzvah sakon a person cannot have it. Lavush the ma'aser being done that way, the knesset girl this way. There's a chiluk pei Yehuda where I'm crackled that says this way. The prima godim being done 3 times, twice in pei zayin, once in arachaim kofayin gimel. He seems to pass in loch la'maaser this way. The prima godim. Well, no, he does. So what are you shaking your head that way?
Sure.
And there are newest swarm who l'maaser will bring down to me machmer. So, and as Rav Reisman says over, most places can l'maaser machmer. So, that's just for you. Now, l'maaser, among the swarm, true, there's a Beis Yosef, coming with Dr. Moshe, and really pay Zayin, he says, what are you referring to, what does that mean? And therefore, the Be'er Shev, when he says over, he says, v'loy hoyo v'loy nivro. The way the Taz says over is a Toy Sefer. The way the Shach says over is a Shemanim Lo'inu. The Magavram Kofan Gimel brings it down, says it not the way. The Ali Rabbah disagrees. Chassam Sefer says, we have the Ramam, it's called the Ma'arifim. Obadah, he says, no such thing over here. The Archa Shulchan says, everyone knows that's something Klai Salam Maisa, not to worry about this. And therefore, it seems to be, at least in the Bnei Ashkenaz, Ro'if Place Kimel Maisa are Mekel. Either they're coming from the Sugg of it's only a Toy Cipher. Or they come from the Sugar, the Peskachub, Mustafi, ends off, even those who want to be Machmer. However, Anu Ben Mechai says, that's a Sekondo, but however, Kim Dosh Rabbin Dosh, Shem Pesayim Hashem. Or a third reason, the Yad Yehuda come along and says, that why is the Ben Mechai being Machmer? Because that's Reifim. I'm inside the Chazal. So if we know the Reifim say today is otherwise, so fine, no Sekondo, no Sekondo today. We don't have any Reifim saying there is a Sekondo. So the Makarim is to be Machmer in either Toy Cipher, or even if it's true the Makarim is, still the Maisa, we have Shem B'Shem Hashem, and maybe the Reif will say otherwise. Therefore, Reif Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisa are Mekel, Hagam, there are still Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisa are Machmer. It's a Prime Kinyashki, he said the disciple was Machmer, the Chanish was Machmer, there are Shlomo Zalman's own house, the Maisa is Machmer, the Yashu says sometimes to be Machmer, although certainly say to be Machmer, but the Moin Am certainly is Mekel. In the Gate of Bnei Ashkenaz. What?
It should be, you can also say ask the Reif.
No, but that's once a Gemara. No. Once a Gemara, or once not a Gemara. Once us saying it, so that can change. The negative Mnei Svart, also Mavucha, Maisa is a Beis Yosef, he brings it down because Gdela went this way. The pre Chodesh, he said, disagrees. He went with the Shach and Taz, Chidot disagrees. But again, look at the Mnei Svart, forget most of Maisa Machmer. Zechet Tzedek, Yafalev, the Kavachayim, Yaskul Abdi, about Yosef and others, most of the Maisa are Machmer. Again, and even the Kavach Haim says the reason one is called the Timekel is Shem B'Shem Hashem, Kim Dosh B'Rab M'Dosh, Maisa is Fanama Natosh. We're Natosh. We don't have this heter. And the way to say Maisa to be Machmer. Therefore, the Be'ik, the Sfan and Maisa are going to be coming to be Machmer. What? Also, they discuss Jaltim. The Vad Yosef himself, the Maisa is Mekel. What? Oh, we'll get to that. That means it comes out most may ask the Maisa Mekel agam the Sulu Yadosa Machmer, and most may follow the Maisa Machmer agam the Sulu Yadosa Mekel. Now, the question is, one thing we machmer, we know the last simin, when it's saying milk, milk is milk, and there's cheese, and there's butter, and there's yogurt, and there's cream cheese. What exactly are we discussing over here? So they point out, those who be machmer, they're calling either Beis Yosef or Ben Abachai. Beis Yosef's words are a case of milk, and Beis Yosef is cholov, is milk. Therefore, the ik of the place can be machmer, the machmer on cholov. I'm not sure what you make, but the ik of the place is saying machmer on cholov. What about the gate to cheese? So Ben Mechai says the case of cheese. Cook cheese with tuna. And therefore, Rav Eichmann says, Avada, who has tuna melt, and Avada Zakona, tuna melt on your cheese. The Moinam Avada is Machmer on that. Fine, again, that says Mahalach, but Maisa, those who follow, I think, the Moinam, they ask that the Maisa have no problem. So that means for cheese, the Machmer is Ben Mechai. Milk, the Machmer is a Beis Yosef. Two different Machmer. What about the case of butter? So most of the Maisa are making on butter. No, in the butter, they also discuss the shemenet, the sweet cream on top. That's not nichol negev sakana. Sakana is dafka. Even the svar, the most svar, my son Michael. What? We'll get to it. As we know, already cholov when it sits, it separates, and we know this idea of chem over here, the idea of bottom and bottom, and now we know exactly what they're discussing. Not only that, on my notes, I see I actually had no idea what chem and shemenet was. I thought they're two different things. I see now mice is the same thing. I learned a lot of things about. Well, mice, we again on every case I just said the chol in each case, but ik the place who are machmer for fish. And milk, the machmer dach on cholov, dach on gvino, and not in the case of butter or shemenet. The make along. Now, I'm cheese and machmer, milk and machmer. Cheese and milk. Oh, so now the question is yogurt, what is that? So yogurt, the person wants to say, doesn't get a milk. Cream cheese, as the Moinam has cream cheese and lox. So they point out, the Svarim don't, that they don't have bagels, the ink is there. So it could be that they don't have. Cream cheese and lox and bagel because they are being machmer, and we'll meiser we do have it because ikka we're being makel over here. But actually, I'm not sure where to put cream cheese under what category. I'm not sure how to make cream cheese. I'm still a little confused on the metzias over here. Where's it coming from, and what category would it put under? Is it under milk? Is it under cheese? Or under butter or shemenet? I'm not sure where to put it under.
You say is there makel for sure?
Yeah, makel sounds like makel butter.
I know that they're machmer and cream cheese. Avad
Yosef is makel, Halacha Brewer is makel, Yaakov Yosef is makel.
The butter and the shemenet.
If you want, just 28:6 in the Muslim sorry, by butter.
So the shah is what's cream cheese?
So I don't know what cream cheese is and what category. It may, I don't know how to look at it. But again, for me, it doesn't bother me because I follow the Taz and Shach. So it's safer anyway. Or dosh by Rav Dosh, I'm saying Hashem. Or those who are machmer nashkazim. I'm not sure. I don't know. Now, even those who are machmer, what they get to be machmer is that means you need kenuach v'adocha until sadayim. It's kamal mekavachaim says once you're giving the getter like fish and meat, that's same. So you give of sif gimel. Yeah, but she's a nashkazi daughter, and she anyway holds the toy cipher. So she told that to me. Fine. So. Once you be machmer for fish and meat, kamal mekavachaim. You said also be machmer for fish and cheese. Knuach v'adocha until time. The same kolam over here. Now, do you need a hekka over here? So be'etzem, it's before Shemishna. Mishnah says what needs a hekka? Fish and meat. And the Mishnah says you do not need a hekka by the case of fish and milk before Shemishna. Now you could say that's bezman of the Mishnah. No ripe bezman of zeh because that's the rik one azer. Meister Swam anyway come along and say those who want be machmer might not need a hekka. Now, once you're discussing fish pots, do you need a fish pot that cannot be milk? It's also on those who want to be machmer. Well, one time, no, not be machmer that far. This is a question of the Yalti Yosef, he might say machmer, even Chaim Kanevsky, he seems to be chosh for it. He says, we machmer fish pots to get to meat, not to get to milk. Of what those want to be machmer. Fine, the last thing on the get to fish is what do? We have fish, and then we drink, and then we have meat. Everyone agrees you have to drink. That's not Shaila. The question, you have to also eat something. But drinking, you have to. What can you drink afterwards? So the Eilam likes schnapps. The women don't appreciate it. The question, do you have to force women to have schnapps? That's the shaila. For a fall, that's how it presents the question. Do we have to force women to have a schnapps? Do you want them, Yain Siraf over here or not? So, the Mamokim, why would it wouldn't work? Maybe what it does, what's the difference between the Yain Siraf or water? Women have. They're not going to get a sakana chamir, come to me, surah. Same category, no chalik. So the Gemara my cousin Nafin Aleph, the Gemara brings down that Rav, after he had fish, he used machpe to drink water afterwards. He lahachas had water after fish. Rav, Gemara my cousin Nafin Aleph from Aleph, he used machpe to have water, and Rashi explains why, because dogma is created from water, therefore it's good to have water after fish.
That's
water, regular water. No. Come along Taisvist over there, it says the Maisa today, water after fish, is in sakana. It's dangerous. What's Pshat and Rav? You have two options in Rav. Either the Nishtana Teva, or maybe Dafka, the waters in bubble are different than our waters. But at the end of the day, Taisus is very clear, it's Sakona Bizman of Taisus. Question is, that's Bizman Taisus. What Bizman is that? Taisus was almost 1,000 years ago. What about now? So this idea of Sakona is brought down by the Kesem Mishnah 500 years ago. It's brought down by Kivego, by us on Sifei Allah from Isaiah 300 years ago. The Archa Shulchan brings it down 200 years ago. The Pesach Erlam brings it down 100 years ago. And afterwards, the Daki Tshuva and the Kavachayim, the Shulchan Gavoya, and Pesach Bizmanazeh, Nasher Klein, or Vosner, Nata Gavriel, Drash Chakarta, Pesach Tshuvas, they bring down a Bada to Sakona to have water after fish. And you want to make a hefsik, drum fish to have meat afterwards, to have water is a Sakona. And the Swarm bring it down. Now, I'm getting a lot of faces here, like, what? No one does it that way. So, and Moshe, even might show you. So the Maisa, among the Swam, command all the Swam Maisa Machmer. I see there's a Chut Shani in Chelik Dal. He said the Moin Am in Shabbos Chelik Dal. The Maisa is Mekel, and they have a question. Is it Reb Chaim? He says to you Mekel also. He said Maisa Minig to you Mekel. Otherwise, if you looked among the Swam that are in print that a person himself has wrote, Maisa the Machmer, keep it on the page. Now you could tell me there's no sakon today. Do you have to wait for him? Is it? Is it not so? Ishlo Yishla Ayin. Now, by us on Sifei. Let me tell you, on the Marmokim sheet, I said to learn Kivek and Sifei. I was on the. On the Marmokim sheet, I said to learn Sifei and Kivek. I wrote that, yeah. So the Maya said, once you discuss water, what is water? So Kodeshani, he says, what's water? He writes, cola and tea and coffee and petal is water. No. It gives water.
We said that. We said
so what are you left with?
Not like that. Shabbos, we said not like that. Shalshudas, we said not like that. Shalshudas, we said that everything was alright.
The Chalkib, the Chalkib. But he says on this case, on Shabbos Chel Dal, is nichol get of water. Therefore, he said he's making. Well, on it, what's the get of water? What's the get of water? He said the get of water are these things. Therefore, what are you left with? So either you have
American
oranges, real oranges, right? That's why you buy bris when they have the fish and the cream cheese. You have to separate the two. They have real oranges over there. Right? Or you have wine, or you have yain straf. Mostly, this question will be Ashim and Asher Yish. Asher Yish, he said no. Water is water. We do not take all the things of Maisa, a person, all of the mashkin, and even though the basis is water, Maisa can't be mentioned. So there is a Shiloh. Is it daft water or anything that's extend the family of water? Machlokes of Yashu versus Chodeshani. Now you could make a sex check out of it. Chodeshani says it means everything, but he might say it's Michael. Those want me machmer, maybe it's daft water, and the pasha of the poskim is daft water and not the extend the family of water. But the vader, whiskey, is not nichol get of water, and all this swarming down. Well, vader wants me machmer. Vader says the shorin subalacha, and the fozen, the Chodeshani, nothing real, because the chuvah is all being down. A vader of whiskey is not nichol in this category, and it won't be a problem. It can't have not nichol get of water.
Why is it
why it sounds like since you have to ferment to make something over here, it's a new berry over here.
Beer is water.
Even though the ik is water and they get sick of bracha, we know by the sick of bishlakum and not bishlakum, because ik is water, but still the etzim it's not water, it's not just a mixture over here. We have to have wine. Wine, whiskey. Grape juice. Yes.
We have water. That's how grape juice is.
Those are the three things against Kano. One last Indian over here that's brought down on the page by us.
How long after the break?
Oh, so they do. So they do ask how much afterwards. How long can you have water? You just drink something in between, that's enough. And maybe you can have water for a while. Or maybe eat something in between, or maybe an hour later. So the Chodeshani in Chelik Dal says very clearly, the getter is loyidati. Fine. Drash Chakarta has a tshuva about it, exactly what the getter is. It's not that simple. The seems to me those who are machmir on water, they make sure as long as that's not the first thing. They have other things in between. That seems to be the anhaga. Now, one last point over here in the get to the sugya of once you have the ideas of sakon over here, it's the sugya of shishim and betel. I mean, almost on the taz over here. So the question really is, and again, I get asked this question all the time, that sometimes the fish is being made next to it, either sprays in the outside of the pot. Then we have the kivegir, and we have what down the prima garden. And then I get a question, it's sprays inside the pot. Now I have to give it the idea of shishim, betel. Does it apply over here or not? So there is a sad over here to say, if let's say poison really fell inside your pot, let's say it really fell inside, would you really serve it on Shabbos? Would you really give it to somebody, to the person that you like, not your in-laws? Would you really actually do something? What would you do with it? I eat shishim, it's baltimore shishim, no problem over here. I shouldn't say that's recording, and I'm sorry. But basically, what would you do? So you could say...
check doesn't come in.
So, come along with us, and he says, the Maisa, Chemir Sikantamim Sura, the Gon Beis, and the Mizan Shubadash and the Ara others, would seem to say that the heter of Shishim does not apply. It's a kind of danger, poison. There's no idea of bitul over here. Maisa to be Machmer. Atzad Hasheni, the Shach Nikuzi Kesev, it brings it down and disagrees with him. And you look among the Svarim, Bichodesh, the Pitoyah, the Primogodim, Sam Sofer, the Chach Nisodim, Pesachan Shuvah, Chashuchel, Masham. And if you want, just give you the numbers. We don't call by numbers, you never count numbers. It's 55 verse 7 that I have written down. That's a lot. 55 to be Makel. So the Maisa of Ikkar the Paiskim Kidua is the Maisa to be Makel Mutala Sugi of Bittel, especially if people like adding in the idea that who says even is Sakon of Isman is there. We always have the Rambam and the Rif, plus we have the Mishnah Berurah according to the Magar Avraham. So they have other things they like throwing in to be Makel, which is not Samichon, but with this Shach and the Makel the place can go with, especially when they get the Sugar of Fish, the Loyim seems to be Makel with the Sugar of Shishim. That means the things spray inside your pot, the Moinam the Maisa passes the Kula. That's not
Hokkah.
No, I'm saying all sakonas.
All sakonas?
Except for cases of real poison by Gila, and real nox when inside. Not real sakonas. No, not so poison, so poison when inside your food. Not by poison.
Philosophic of
something you
can have
sort of
bleach, whatever, some dishwasher.
No. Not real sakonas, these sakonas. What? Oh, we'll get to it.
So if you mix
marijuana, what?
1 in 60.
Yeah. Before Purim, when we have marijuana and Purim, I will discuss it then. Now, that's the get to Shishim. 2 years. You have to look forward to something. Now, Negeta Sakon again, Al Shishim, make the Paiskam Mekel, Negeta Sofik, the Paiskam Mekel said before, and some device Lachumra, Al Svek Svekel, I'm going to say Chumir Sakan to me soon, I'll be more Machma, even in the case of Svek Svekel over here. So there is a basis of tshuva of kat rochel in one time. There's no heter svek sveko to me sekan to me sura. Basis of tshuva, and therefore there's very solemn mishnayis because down that way and the numerous place going all this way the choshe beik this from a machmer on svek sveko as to me sekan to me sura.
But a real sekan.
So some one machak which the kind we're referring to. Shlomo Zalman would say it's real sekan over sekan schoolist. Are those one machalik? Others say the simple meaning of the words are not that way. Shell had to be the
I'm saying how can we be making
on bittles? The bottle. Shishim. Bittle is not here. Bittle is different. That's why I'm comparing the two different sugis over here. Now once you have the sugi of bittle, the question the island discusses is can the bottle is not chilo? Avad that you can't. But is this isser? I know, it's true, it's still a five isurim, but the etzem, the food is not ulcer. If you eat it, you have isurim over here, but the food, but etzem is not ulcer. It's not an isser on the chetzer when it's bottled with shishim over here. So the piskei tshuva over here in Sifkon and Gimel brings down the maaser to be machmer, to be mekel, so you mekel, and say you can't mevatel. Chmur Daniel went this way in Tainis, what are you doing? You're basically taking something that's sour and you're sweetening it over here. There's no bayah, you're not being mevatel, you're sweetening the problem, taking care of the problem. And therefore, the Maestro, they want to say it's no problem. Atzad Hasheni, Marsham, the Ad Yehuda, they call him a Krachayim, Abi Zedek, you want Taino, Tome Isteraiso over here, Mavatl Isteraiso, Sakon over here, Chomis Kantim Yisuro. They the Maestro want to be Machmer. Among the Swarm, more so on the Maestro are Mekel, especially they want to point out, if you want to understand the idea over here, of the whole idea of Sakon is Manazer, it's not a simple point to rip the Rambam, but also the idea of Kondam Mogavam Mishnebura, maybe Eshnishan Atevo. And most Pesachim Maisa are hold the battle Isser, you can go do. Therefore, I heard sometimes Paiskin Paskin, when you're not sure if inside the food the fish that fell inside was shishim or not, most of about like, especially over there, in case of a soft give the shishim or not, they have a lot of folks can say, can most of like, building upon the Pesach Shuvah over here, that should not be a problem.
Well, worse is
No, it's Maisiv. No, here's the Raisa. Chabas talking about the Rabbanim. No, they're saying Maisiv is a Issuvir. Fine. This is Adkan, these first three Sifim. Next Chabura, we're not sure, just I think who was in the beginning. We have a couple options. My father spoke to Rav Cooper. Cooper. He'll like to come either Wednesday morning or Thursday morning to give a shiur on the Metzias, Negev, to simply call back and give an option what's going on in the Hashkochas. Come on. So the question is, we have a couple of options. Either Thursday will be in the back of Negev Reel. There will be a lot of people. Ari's room is very small. It'll be in the back of Negev Reel. A second option is have it here Wednesday morning. And if it's Wednesday morning, then that, there are two options. Either I give we have the room till 12. I can give a couple more afterwards. Or have a half-hour break. Or I can miss it and go Sunday. Whatever you decide, it goes to my father, his boss, a slacharabba.